Hello and welcome to Inside IT from the technology experts at Intel's own IT department. In this podcast, we focus on what's in store for Intel IT in 2014 and beyond with Intel CIO Kim Stevenson. The traditional view of IT being a support organization is changing. Businesses view IT more and more as a strategic partner, a key differentiator that can help drive business value and innovation. Intel IT has just released its annual performance report for the first time in a mobile format. It's a chance to check in with Intel CIO Kim Stevenson. Stevenson says the entire company is going through a transformation to a new era of computing,
where our form factors range from all-in-one PCs, two-in-ones, phones, tablets, and if you followed the Consumer Electronics Show, even onesies. So in the wearables space. So our goal at Intel is to make everything smart. So the impact on IT, you know, it's largely in velocity, how fast that we operate.
Stevenson says that means some products announced at the recent CES convention had a life cycle of 4 months from concept to working demo, significantly faster than in the past.
IT is well positioned in the company to help accelerate that time to market and product introduction, which is the good news. It also, if we're successful, be able to add a significant amount of value, but it doesn't come easy because there's significant process changes and innovation and new technologies that we have to deploy to make that happen.
Looking back on 2013, Stevenson says IT was driven by its multi-year plan that aligned it with the company's strategy and priorities. That gave IT a focus around the SMAC stack: social, mobile, analytics, and cloud.
And in those areas, we were able to deliver significant change for Intel. And one example is sort of in mobility. So at the beginning of the year, we knew that we had demand from our employee base to have mobile applications. And we needed a scalable, rapid way to deliver mobile applications in a secure fashion to our employees.
Another highlight of 2013 was what Stevenson says is an industry-leading approach to developing enterprise-class applications, the five-star app program.
Each star represents something. So the first being security and a security model, enterprise security model. Also, we had platform agnostic. So you had to go across all device types, phones, tablets, two-in-ones, all-in-ones, you name it. And then you had to be OS agnostic because the enterprise is changing. It's no longer a Windows-only enterprise. And then, of course, with that comes the browser. You have to be agnostic across browsers. And then usability. We really put an emphasis on how the user is enriched through the application to drive the right user experience.
Intel went from no five-star apps at the beginning of 2013 to over 150 in the pipeline headed towards certification by the end of the year.
One of the first apps that we created in the five-star program was the Intel IT Business Review, which went from a paper-based report to a quarterly digital magazine, and then we made it five-star compliant.
Stevenson cites another area of advancement last year, the continuation of Intel's journey to the cloud, which started with a private cloud and has expanded into hybrid.
So 2013, we learned how to burst, but then we're moving towards OpenStack. And we've got roughly of our office and enterprise environment, 85% of our environment is in the cloud environment.
This has dramatically reduced the time it takes to deploy and land a new application.
And as we move into 2014 and you move up that stack, now we've got to cut the time through a common set of web services, cut the time it takes to develop the app, not just land the app. So we're moving down that path. We're headed into the software-defined data center space, and we've deployed our first software-defined network, our SDN solution. So that'll provide a lot of learning for 2014 also.
Another highlight from last year is the advances in analytics. Intel has applied big data science to solve high-value business problems over the last few years.
But in 2013, we also added the capability to write predictive models to help our sales and marketing teams drive more revenue and how they engage with the customer, who they call, what they offer them, when they call to drive real revenue. And we've seen significant growth in the revenue area where we've deployed this.
Part of the analytics effort includes a social cockpit created for the marketing group.
It ingests a lot of external market intelligence data and transforms that into a real-time sensing of what's happening in the market around the Intel brand, around our influencers and communities that we might be targeting. So we can align what's happening real-time in the consumer space with our actions. And since we don't sell a direct consumer product, that becomes tremendously valuable information for us to have.
Moving forward in 2014, Stevenson says Intel IT will continue to execute its service transformation with a multi-year plan focused on four key dimensions of the business.
How we were going to run operations, what business value we were going to create, how do we innovate, and then how do we create the right workforce and the right people incentives to actually have a really highly engaged and energized workforce.
Stevenson says the new strategy and multi-year plan called for a reorganization.
Structure follows strategy. And so I took our general managers that report to me and we aligned them by P&L business unit at Intel. We previously were aligned by functional units, which is important and we still need to deliver capability in there. But again, trying to execute to the Intel strategy, aligning by business unit and P&L became the primary axis.
Kim Stevenson says she will focus on areas where IT can add the most value, starting with accelerating system on a chip time to market.
So not just a microprocessor, but a microprocessor and various controllers and the communications devices that you need, as well as graphics processors, et cetera, all on a single chip. That's not the history of Intel of how we develop product. So it's a different thing. We're too slow, as the market will tell you. So it's a priority for Intel to get these out faster. Our goal would be to reduce that cycle time by about 25%. And that would be a huge value to Intel when we finish that work.
That does it for this edition of Inside IT. For regular updates from Intel IT leaders, download the Intel IT Business Review from iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon stores. For Inside IT, I'm Paul Landcore.